Section A.
Unit 1. Listening.
Listen to this dialogue and then answer the questions that follow.
Who is going to present this week's project work now? Wendy?
Yes, Miss Lee. I have written about Edinburgh.
Fine. Put your poster up on the wall first. That's right. Now you can start.
People think that Edinburgh, Scotland's historical capital, is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. In the first place, its castles, museums, galleries, the festivals which take place during the year, and the sound of bagpipes make you forget that you're in a modern, busy city. You feel that they all take you centuries back into the past. Secondly, it is a perfect holiday city. A visitor has so many things to see. One can walk round in comfort, and it is large enough to entertain people of all ages and with all kinds of interests. Lastly, Edinburgh is in the heart of the countryside, and the green hills of Scotland are only a few minutes' drive away from the city centre. Edinburgh also has the characteristics of a modern city. Firstly, you can see 8-storey modern buildings near classical townhouses and avenues next to small cobbled streets. Secondly, there are department stores, heavy traffic and traffic jams, as in any other big city. Lastly, crowded restaurants and cafes with people enjoying good meals of traditional dishes, all of which make you feel that you really are in a modern city. The contrast of old and modern does not make this beautiful city of the north less attractive.
Well done, Wendy. Have you ever been to Edinburgh?
Yes, Miss Lee, several times.
Fine. Well, is there anyone who wants to say something about this city?
You will now hear the extract again.
Who is going to present this week's project work now? Wendy?
Yes, Miss Lee. I have written about Edinburgh.
Fine. Put your poster up on the wall first. That's right. Now you can start.
People think that Edinburgh, Scotland's historical capital, is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. In the first place, its castles, museums, galleries, the festivals which take place during the year, and the sound of bagpipes make you forget that you're in a modern, busy city. You feel that they all take you centuries back into the past. Secondly, it is a perfect holiday city. A visitor has so many things to see. One can walk round in comfort, and it is large enough to entertain people of all ages and with all kinds of interests. Lastly, Edinburgh is in the heart of the countryside, and the green hills of Scotland are only a few minutes' drive away from the city centre. Edinburgh also has the characteristics of a modern city. Firstly, you can see 8-storey modern buildings near classical townhouses and avenues next to small cobbled streets. Secondly, there are department stores, heavy traffic and traffic jams, as in any other big city. Lastly, crowded restaurants and cafes with people enjoying good meals of traditional dishes, all of which make you feel that you really are in a modern city. The contrast of old and modern does not make this beautiful city of the north less attractive.
Well done, Wendy. Have you ever been to Edinburgh?
Yes, Miss Lee, several times.
Fine. Well, is there anyone who wants to say something about this city?
Unit 2. Listening.
Listen to this dialogue and then answer the questions that follow.
Good news for ecologists. Endangered whales are back. Protection from hunting has allowed endangered species to start a slow process of recovery. Scientists report that even the blue whale, the largest mammal and one of the most endangered species in the world, is likely to survive. Blue whales, which grow up to 100 feet long and weigh 150 tons, are increasing by 5% a year in the Northeast Atlantic. A series of studies collected by the International Whaling Commission in Cambridge suggest that right whales, the most threatened of all, are making the greatest advances. Off Western Australia, their numbers are increasing by up to 13% a year. Here in the studio with us today is Dr. Ian Page, a distinguished authority on whales, who has found a 7.6% increase in 60-foot right whales round the coast of Argentina. Dr. Page, can you tell us about the results?
Well, it's a wonderful piece of news, like hearing a friend has died and then discovering it's not true. I hope the recovery of whales will go on. The other day I was lucky enough to be walking down a beach and see a whale just a few feet from me. It was so close to shore. I've always thought that nature's power will finally win, but I also feared that people wouldn't allow that power to be exercised.
What has caused the recovery to take so long?
I believe that water pollution, trapping in fishing nets, and collision with ships have always been against recovery in some areas. Norwegian and Japanese whales continue. You will now hear the extract again.
Good news for ecologists. Endangered whales are back. Protection from hunting has allowed endangered species to start a slow process of recovery. Scientists report that even the blue whale, the largest mammal and one of the most endangered species in the world, is likely to survive. Blue whales, which grow up to 100 feet long and weigh 150 tons, are increasing by 5% a year in the Northeast Atlantic. A series of studies collected by the International Whaling Commission in Cambridge suggest that right whales, the most threatened of all, are making the greatest advances. Off Western Australia, their numbers are increasing by up to 13% a year. Here in the studio with us today is Dr. Ian Page, a distinguished authority on whales, who has found a 7.6% increase in 60-foot right whales round the coast of Argentina. Dr. Page, can you tell us about the results?
Well, it's a wonderful piece of news, like hearing a friend has died and then discovering it's not true. I hope the recovery of whales will go on. The other day I was lucky enough to be walking down a beach and see a whale just a few feet from me. It was so close to shore. I've always thought that nature's power will finally win, but I also feared that people wouldn't allow that power to be exercised.
What has caused the recovery to take so long?
I believe that water pollution, trapping in fishing nets, and collision with ships have always been against recovery in some areas. Norwegian and Japanese whales continue.
Unit 3. Listening.
Listen to this dialogue and then answer the questions that follow.
Martin, wake up! Martin?
What? What's going on?
Martin, dear, look, you are sweating and your pillow is on the floor.
Oh, yes. It was that nightmare again. It was really terrible. Thanks, Mum, for waking me up. If you hadn't, I would have been eaten by...
By what, Martin? You were shouting in your sleep. You seemed to be saying something like, "Go away, you terrible dino. I'll make you regret it if you..." And then I couldn't understand what else you were saying. Your shouting woke me up.
I remember now. It was that ghost first which came into my room. It came through the window and ordered me to follow it.
A ghost? You must have eaten too much last night. That's why you were having nightmares.
And then I followed it and we flew high in the sky, but suddenly I lost it and I started falling and I found myself in a dark cave. I started walking quickly in it, trying to find a way out. It was so dark and scary.
Why on earth did you have such a dream, Martin?
I don't know why, but as I was walking in the cave, I heard a terrible noise, and then a terrible monster appeared in front of me.
Oh dear, how terrible.
It was a dinosaur, Mum, a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and just behind it was...
What, Martin?
Mr. Taylor, my school teacher. He was wearing big, thick glasses, and he was looking at me.
Mr. Taylor? I see.
The dino opened its mouth and was coming towards me, so I started shouting at it. It was then that you woke me up. I wish I hadn't had this terrible nightmare.
Yes, Martin, but I think that once again you haven't done your homework. That's why you had this nightmare.
Well, it might be so, but, you know...
You will now hear the extract again.
Martin, wake up! Martin?
What? What's going on?
Martin, dear, look, you are sweating and your pillow is on the floor.
Oh, yes. It was that nightmare again. It was really terrible. Thanks, Mum, for waking me up. If you hadn't, I would have been eaten by...
By what, Martin? You were shouting in your sleep. You seemed to be saying something like, "Go away, you terrible dino. I'll make you regret it if you..." And then I couldn't understand what else you were saying. Your shouting woke me up.
I remember now. It was that ghost first which came into my room. It came through the window and ordered me to follow it.
A ghost? You must have eaten too much last night. That's why you were having nightmares.
And then I followed it and we flew high in the sky. But suddenly I lost it and I started falling and I found myself in a dark cave. I started walking quickly in it, trying to find a way out. It was so dark and scary.
Why on earth did you have such a dream, Martin?
I don't know why, but as I was walking in the cave, I heard a terrible noise, and then a terrible monster appeared in front of me.
Oh dear, how terrible.
It was a dinosaur, Mum, a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and just behind it was...
What, Martin?
Mr. Taylor, my school teacher. He was wearing big, thick glasses and he was looking at me.
Mr. Taylor, I see.
The dino opened its mouth and was coming towards me, so I started shouting at it. It was then that you woke me up. I wish I hadn't had this terrible nightmare.
Yes, Martin, but I think that once again you haven't done your homework. That's why you had this nightmare.
Well... It might be so, but, you know.
Unit 4. Listening.
Listen to this dialogue and then answer the questions that follow.
Dad, what's the matter? You look terrible. Did you have a car accident?
Well, not exactly, but this morning it was that...
What? You look as if you've been beaten up. Did anyone try to rob you?
Oh no, you know, this morning I went to deliver milk in Green Lane and the garden gate of number 12 was locked. There was a note on the door of the house and I thought I couldn't read it from where I was.
And then? What happened next?
I jumped over the fence and went towards the door and suddenly, as I was...
And suddenly what? Did you slip or something?
No, but I was trying to read that note when I heard an awful bark and a huge dog rushed at me. You know, it was really big.
Oh, dear. It must have been one of those fierce, ugly dogs. A bulldog, I suppose.
Exactly. It was a bulldog. A terrible dog.
And what did you do?
I started running as fast as I could, but I didn't see that...
What?
The big branch of the tree near the garden gate. I bumped into it. At that moment, that terrible dog tried to bite my leg, and so it tore my trousers.
How awful! Then, couldn't you run faster?
That's what I did, but just my bad luck, when I reached the garden gate and jumped over the fence, I slipped and fell into a puddle.
A puddle? I see. That's why your clothes are in such a mess. And what about the dog?
Thank God, it didn't jump over the fence but stayed in the garden barking loudly.
It reminds me of a cartoon, a dog running after someone and...
Stop it, Martin, and get my towel. It isn't funny. You will now hear the extract again.
Dad, what's the matter? You look terrible. Did you have a car accident?
Well, not exactly, but this morning it was that...
What? You look as if you've been beaten up. Did anyone try to rob you?
Oh no, you know, this morning I went to deliver milk in Green Lane and the garden gate of number 12 was locked. There was a note on the door of the house, and I thought I couldn't read it from where I was.
And then? What happened next?
I jumped over the fence and went towards the door, and suddenly, as I was...
And suddenly what? Did you slip or something?
No, but I was trying to read that note when I heard an awful bark, and a huge dog rushed at me. You know, it was really big.
Oh, dear! It must have been one of those fierce, ugly dogs. A bulldog, I suppose.
Exactly. It was a bulldog. A terrible dog.
And what did you do?
I started running as fast as I could, but I didn't see that...
What?
The big branch of the tree near the garden gate. I bumped into it. At that moment, that terrible dog tried to bite my leg, and so it tore my trousers.
How awful! Then, Couldn't you run faster?
That's what I did, but just my bad luck. When I reached the garden gate and jumped over the fence, I slipped and fell into a puddle.
A puddle? I see. That's why your clothes are in such a mess. And what about the dog?
Thank God, it didn't jump over the fence but stayed in the garden barking loudly.
It reminds me of a cartoon, a dog running after someone and...
Stop it, Martin, and get my towel. It isn't funny.
Unit 5. Listening.
Listen to this dialogue and then answer the questions that follow.
Sam, you are leaving for Vienna tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, Mum. And then I am off to Stockholm.
Well, you should listen to the weather forecast around Europe. I think it's after Britain's district forecast.
That was Britain's district forecast. Now here is the forecast for the rest of Europe for tomorrow, Friday, April 15. The Mediterranean will remain sunny and dry, but elsewhere it will be variable. In Athens, it will be sunny with a maximum of 31 degrees Celsius. Showers during the day in Geneva, and the temperature will rise to 27 degrees Celsius. In Madrid, there will be heavy and perhaps thundery rain, and maximum temperature will be 27 degrees Celsius. Bright at first in Milan, becoming cloudy with some rain later. The maximum temperature will be 28 degrees Celsius. In Moscow, there will be thunderstorms, visibility will be poor, and the temperature will drop to 19 degrees Celsius. Showery weather in Paris all day long. The temperature will drop to 20 degrees Celsius. In Rome, it will be sunny, and the maximum temperature will be 32 degrees Celsius. And finally, in Vienna, it will be cloudy at first, with some outbreaks of heavy and perhaps thundery rain moving northwards. The temperature will drop to 22 degrees Celsius.
Good. It won't be very cold.
To tell the truth, Sam, you should take warm clothes with you. Stockholm will be very cold.
You will now hear the extract again.
Sam, you are leaving for Vienna tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, Mum. And then I am off to Stockholm.
Well, you should listen to the weather forecast around Europe. I think it's after Britain's district forecast.
That was Britain's district forecast. Now here is the forecast for the rest of Europe for tomorrow, Friday, April 15. The Mediterranean will remain sunny and dry, but elsewhere it will be variable. In Athens, it will be sunny with a maximum of 31 degrees Celsius. Showers during the day in Geneva, and the temperature will rise to 27 degrees Celsius. In Madrid, there will be heavy and perhaps thundery rain, and maximum temperature will be 27 degrees Celsius. Bright at first in Milan, becoming cloudy with some rain later. The maximum temperature will be 28 degrees Celsius. In Moscow, there will be thunderstorms. Visibility will be poor, and the temperature will drop to 19 degrees Celsius. Showery weather in Paris all day long. The temperature will drop to 20 degrees Celsius. In Rome, it will be sunny, and the maximum temperature will be 32 degrees Celsius. And finally, in Vienna, it will be cloudy at first, with some outbreaks of heavy and perhaps thundery rain moving northwards. The temperature will drop to 22 degrees Celsius.
Good. It won't be very cold.
To tell the truth, Sam, you should take warm clothes with you. Stockholm will be very cold.
Section C, Unit 1, Activity 1. A friend comes to visit. Jack is talking on the telephone to his friend Elizabeth. Listen to an extract from the conversation and look at the questions and pictures. Put a cross in the box under the correct answer. The first one is an example. You will hear the extract from the conversation twice. Listen carefully. We are going to join the conversation now.
Elizabeth speaking.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Jack. How was Italy?
Oh, Jack, I had a fantastic time in Rome. It was better than Florence.
I'm glad to hear that. Listen, are you very busy next week?
No, not really. Why?
Well, my cousin Lila's coming over to visit. I was wondering if you would like to help me show her the sights of London.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to. Where does Lila come from? Somewhere in Europe?
Yes. She's from a town called Granidi in Greece.
So tell me about Lila. Has she been to London before?
Yes. She came to visit me last year for a month.
Is she staying for a month again?
No. She's just here for a fortnight. She has to go back and start her college course.
When does she arrive?
Let me just check my diary. She lands at Heathrow Airport, Terminal 2, on the 23rd of July. Her flight number is OA248. I need to check the internet to see what time she lands.
I know. Let's take her to see the London Eye or the Beefeaters first. We could even go to Madame Tussauds to see the waxworks.
Well, Lila told me she should arrive at my house around 3:30 in the afternoon. I was thinking of taking her to a show at the Broadway Theatre that evening.
What a great idea! I know there's a new musical show called Darkness opening on the 23rd. I'll call and book some tickets for the evening show.
Would you? That would be a real help. I saw in the newspaper that the theatre had tickets for £25.
Jack, remind me again how to get to the theatre.
OK. Catch the tube to Piccadilly Circus, walk down George Street, turn left at the traffic lights. The theatre is on your left between the bank and the King Arms pub.
Oh, yes, I remember now. We could always go to the King Arms for something to eat and drink after the show.
What a good idea. I'm sure Lila will be very hungry after all that travelling.
Does Lila have any other relatives in London? Or in Liverpool, maybe?
No, but her grandparents live in Leeds. In fact, we might catch the train and visit.
You will now hear the extract again.
Elizabeth speaking.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Jack. How was Italy?
Oh, Jack, I had a fantastic time in Rome. It was better than Florence.
I'm glad to hear that. Listen, are you very busy next week?
No, not really. Why?
Well, my cousin Lila's coming over to visit. I was wondering if you would like to help me show her the sights of London.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to. Where does Lila come from? Somewhere in Europe?
Yes. She's from a town called Granidi in Greece.
So tell me about Lila. Has she been to London before?
Yes. She came to visit me last year for a month.
Is she staying for a month again?
No. She's just here for a fortnight. She has to go back and start her college course.
When does she arrive?
Let me just check my diary. She lands at Heathrow Airport, Terminal 2, on the 23rd of July. Her flight number is OA248. I need to check the internet to see what time she lands.
I know. Let's take her to see the London Eye or the Beefeaters first. We could even go to Madame Tussauds to see the waxworks.
Well, Lila told me she should arrive at my house around 3:30 in the afternoon. I was thinking of taking her to a show at the Broadway Theatre that evening.
What a great idea! I know there's a new musical show called Darkness opening on the 23rd. I'll call and book some tickets for the evening show.
Would you? That would be a real help. I saw in the newspaper that the theatre had tickets for £25.
Jack, remind me again how to get to the theatre.
OK. Catch the tube to Piccadilly Circus, walk down George Street, turn left at the traffic lights. The theatre is on your left between the bank and the King Arms pub.
Oh, yes, I remember now. We could always go to the King Arms for something to eat and drink after the show.
What a good idea. I'm sure Lila will be very hungry after all that travelling.
Does Lila have any other relatives in London? Or in Liverpool, maybe?
No, but her grandparents live in Leeds. In fact, we might catch the train and visit.
That is the end of Activity 1. Now go to Activity 2. Activity 2. Lila's visit. A few days later, Jack calls his cousin Lila to organise her visit. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions below. You need to complete the diagram or write a short answer to the questions in each space. The first one is an example. You will hear the conversation twice. Listen carefully. We are going to join the conversation now.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Lila?
No, sorry. This is Anna, Lila's friend. Just a second, I'll get her. Lila, phone! Hello?
Hi, Lila. It's Jack. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm fine. I'm very excited about coming to London next week.
I know. It'll be great to see you. You remember the map I sent you a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. I have it right here in front of me, actually.
Well, there are two very important landmarks missing from it. Would you like me to tell you where they are so you can draw them on your map?
Yes, that would be great, Jack.
OK. The first, which is missing, is the London Eye. Can you see the River Thames, the County Hall, and Jubilee Gardens marked on it?
Yes. I found the County Hall and Jubilee Gardens.
Right. The London Eye is just in front of them. It is on the very edge of the River Thames. It's about a 10-minute walk from Waterloo Tube Station. Draw a circle with a cross in it to mark the London Eye.
Okay, right. I've done that. What's the second landmark that's missing?
Ah, yes. It's the Houses of Parliament. This is on the opposite side of the River Thames to the London Eye. It's just below the Westminster Bridge. Draw a box with a cross in it to mark the Houses of Parliament.
Right. That's done. Jack, what tube line do I need to catch to get to your house?
OK. Catch the red line and get off at Tottenham Court Road Station. From there, catch the 11B bus. Remember, the B, as there is also an 11A and 11C bus.
OK, that's fine. I should arrive at your house around 3:30 if I'm not delayed.
I'm really pleased you're coming to stay. I have planned a night out at the Broadway Theatre when you arrive.
I love going to the theatre. What time does the show start?
I think at 8:30 p.m. But we need to meet my friend Elizabeth at 7:45.
Do I need to dress formally for the theatre?
No, not really. Just something smart, but casual.
Like a skirt and a blouse?
Yeah, I'm sure that will be fine. What other sights would you like to see?
I have always wanted to go to the Tate Modern. I love art galleries. It will really help me with my college course.
You will now hear the extract again.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Lila?
No, sorry. This is Anna, Lila's friend. Just a second, I'll get her. Lila, phone! Hello?
Hi, Lila. It's Jack. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm fine. I'm very excited about coming to London next week.
I know. It'll be great to see you. You remember the map I sent you a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. I have it right here in front of me, actually.
Well, there are two very important landmarks missing from it. Would you like me to tell you where they are so you can draw them on your map?
Yes, that would be great, Jack.
Okay, the first which is missing is the London Eye. Can you see the River Thames, the County Hall, and Jubilee Gardens marked on it?
Yes, I found the County Hall and Jubilee Gardens.
Right. The London Eye is just in front of them. It is on the very edge of the River Thames. It's about a 10-minute walk from Waterloo Tube Station. Draw a circle with a cross in it to mark the London Eye.
Okay, right. I've done that. What's the second landmark that's missing?
Ah, yes. It's the Houses of Parliament. This is on the opposite side of the River Thames to the London Eye. It's just below the Westminster Bridge. Draw a box with a cross in it to mark the Houses of Parliament.
Right, that's done. Jack, what tube line do I need to catch to get to your house?
Okay, catch the red line and get off at Tottenham Court Road Station. From there, catch the 11B bus. Remember, the B, as there is also an 11A and 11C bus.
Okay, that's fine. I should arrive at your house around 3:30 if I'm not delayed.
I'm really pleased you're coming to stay. I have planned a night out at the Broadway Theatre when you arrive.
I love going to the theatre. What time does the show start?
I think at 8:30 p.m. But we need to meet my friend Elizabeth at 7:45.
Do I need to dress formally for the theatre?
No, not really. Just something smart, but casual.
Like a skirt and a blouse?
Yeah, I'm sure that will be fine. What other sights would you like to see?
I have always wanted to go to the Tate Modern. I love art galleries. It will really help me with my college course.
That is the end of Activity 2. Unit 2, Activity 1, On the Way to the Beach. Lucy is in the car with her parents and younger brother Charlie. They are listening to a traffic report on the radio. Listen to an extract from the traffic report and then the conversation between Lucy, her father and her brother Charlie, and look at the questions and pictures. Put a cross in the box under the correct answer. The first one is an example. You will hear the extract twice. Listen carefully. We are going to join the traffic report and the conversation now.
This is Maggie May. Next coming up, we have the hourly traffic and weather report.
This is Jumping Jack reporting for Easy Radio Traffic and Weather.
Jack, what's the current situation on the roads out there?
Well, on the A52, we have a big traffic jam, and on the A64, we have a broken-down lorry blocking the exits for the M1.
So, we should advise all our listeners to avoid these roads if they can.
Yes. As it is a national holiday, there's a lot of people wanting to travel. All road users should try and use alternative routes.
Which roads do you suggest they use? Or should we advise our listeners to take the train instead?
No. Although the motorway certainly looks very busy, I think those travelling west to the beach should be okay.
Right. So if any of our listeners out there are travelling to the beach, they should take the motorway west.
Yes, Maggie, that's right.
Can you tell our listeners what the weather will be like over the weekend?
On Friday, it will be hot, hot, hot. Lots of sunshine with no clouds. Saturday it will be cooler, less sun and cloudy. Sunday it will be cold and wet.
Great, Jack. Thanks for the report. See you in an hour.
So, kids, we have heard the weather forecast for today. What do you want to do first at the beach? Swim or have an ice cream?
Ice cream.
Swim.
What else is at the beach, Dad?
Well, there's a fun fair, a nice restaurant and a cinema.
Great! I love fun fairs.
Let's go there in the afternoon.
OK, Charlie. Now, Lucy, look at the map and tell me how to get to the car park.
Right. OK. Turn right at the traffic lights, turn left at the bank, and it's opposite the ice cream parlour.
Dad, I'm bored. How far is it to the beach?
It's about 50 miles.
Will it take more than 60 minutes?
Not really, no. Only about 45 minutes, if we don't get stuck in a traffic jam.
Can we go and visit Grandma and Granddad? Don't they live very close to the beach?
Of course. It was going to be a surprise. After lunch, we are going to the fun fair with them.
You will now hear the extract again.
This is Maggie May. Next coming up, we have the hourly traffic and weather report.
This is Jumping Jack reporting for Easy Radio Traffic and Weather.
Jack, what's the current situation on the roads out there?
Well, on the A52, we have a big traffic jam, and on the A64, we have a broken-down lorry blocking the exits for the M1.
So, we should advise all our listeners to avoid these roads if they can.
Yes. As it is a national holiday, there's a lot of people wanting to travel. All road users should try and use alternative routes.
Which roads do you suggest they use? Or should we advise our listeners to take the train instead?
No. Although the motorway certainly looks very busy, I think those travelling west to the beach should be okay.
Right. So if any of our listeners out there are travelling to the beach, they should take the motorway west.
Yes, Maggie, that's right.
Can you tell our listeners what the weather will be like over the weekend?
On Friday, it will be hot, hot, hot. Lots of sunshine with no clouds. Saturday, it will be cooler, less sun and cloudy. Sunday, it will be cold and wet.
Great, Jack. Thanks for the report. See you in an hour.
So, kids, we have heard the weather forecast for today. What do you want to do first at the beach? Swim or have an ice cream?
Ice cream.
Swim.
What else is at the beach, Dad?
Well, there's a fun fair, a nice restaurant and a cinema.
Great. I love fun fairs. Let's go there in the afternoon.
OK, Charlie. Now, Lucy, look at the map and tell me how to get to the car park.
Right. OK. Turn right at the traffic lights, turn left at the bank, and it's opposite the ice cream parlour.
Dad, I'm bored. How far is it to the beach?
It's about 50 miles.
Will it take more than 60 minutes?
Not really, no. Only about 45 minutes, if we don't get stuck in a traffic jam.
Can we go and visit Grandma and Granddad? Don't they live very close to the beach?
Of course. It was going to be a surprise. After lunch, we are going to the fun fair with them.
That is the end of Activity 1. Now go to Activity 2. Activity 2. Meeting Grandma. A few hours later, Lucy is at the fun fair with her grandma. You will hear the conversation twice. Activity 2A. Listen to the conversation and complete the missing information in the menu below. The first one is an example. Listen carefully. We are going to join the conversation now.
Hello, Lucy. My, haven't you grown?
Hello, Grandma. I've really missed you.
I've missed you too, dear. What would you like to do first?
I'm very hungry. Can we go and get something to eat?
Of course, dear. Do you want to go to Big Fat Burgers or maybe to the Mama's Chicken House?
Let's go to Big Fat Burgers. I would like large fries and the Super Chef special burger.
And I'm going to have a chicken salad with potatoes.
Welcome to Big Fat Burgers. May I take your order?
Yes, I would like large fries, the Super Chef special burger, and a chicken salad with potatoes.
Right. The fries are £2, the Chef special burger is £4.50, and the chicken salad with potatoes is £5.50. So, that's £12, please.
£12, you say? Okay, here you are.
Sorry, madam, I made a mistake. On Sundays, there's a £2 discount. So the total cost is actually £10. Enjoy your meal.
Great! Thank you very much.
You will now hear the extract again.
Hello, Lucy. My, haven't you grown?
Hello, Grandma. I've really missed you.
I've missed you too, dear. What would you like to do first?
I'm very hungry. Can we go and get something to eat?
Of course, dear. Do you want to go to Big Fat Burgers or maybe to the Mama's Chicken House?
Let's go to Big Fat Burgers. I would like large fries and the Super Chef special burger.
And I'm going to have a chicken salad with potatoes.
Welcome to Big Fat Burgers. May I take your order?
Yes, I would like large fries, the Super Chef special burger, and a chicken salad with potatoes.
Right. The fries are £2, the Chef special burger is £4.50, and the chicken salad with potatoes is £5.50. So, that's £12, please.
£12, you say? Okay, here you are.
Sorry, madam, I made a mistake. On Sundays, there's a £2 discount. So the total cost is actually £10. Enjoy your meal.
Great! Thank you very much.
That is the end of Activity 2A. Now go to Activity 2B. Activity 2B. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions below. Listen carefully. We are going to join the conversation now.
Grandma, after this, can we go on the ghost train?
If you would like to, dear. Would Charlie like to come too?
No, Charlie's frightened of ghosts. Anyway, he's on the boating lake with Dad and Grandad.
Would you like to go and look at the animals in the petting zoo?
Oh, yes. What animals do they have?
Well, they have sheep, goats, chickens, a pig, and I think they have some rabbits too.
I love rabbits. I think they're my favourite animals.
Let me check the fun fairs booklet with opening and closing times. Right. The petting zoo is open from 1:30 p.m. till 4:30 p.m. and the park closes at 5 p.m.
Great! We can go there just before we leave. Charlie will really like it.
I know. Charlie loves animals. He wants to be a vet when he grows up.
And I want to be a nurse when I'm older.
You will now hear the extract again.
Grandma, after this, can we go on the ghost train?
If you would like to, dear. Would Charlie like to come too?
No, Charlie's frightened of ghosts. Anyway, he's on the boating lake with Dad and Grandad.
Would you like to go and look at the animals in the petting zoo?
Oh, yes. What animals do they have?
Well, they have sheep, goats, chickens, a pig, and I think they have some rabbits too.
I love rabbits. I think they're my favourite animals.
Let me check the fun fairs booklet with opening and closing times. Right, The petting zoo is open from 1:30 p.m. till 4:30 p.m. and the park closes at 5 p.m.
Great! We can go there just before we leave. Charlie will really like it.
I know. Charlie loves animals. He wants to be a vet when he grows up.
And I want to be a nurse when I'm older.
That is the end of Activity 2B. Unit 3, Activity 1. Getting ready for the carnival. Jimmy is going on a school trip to the carnival. Listen to Jimmy's conversation with a teacher. Listen to an extract from the conversation and look at the questions on the registration form. Complete the information on the registration form. For some questions, you will need to put a cross in the box next to the correct answer. The first one is an example. You will hear the extract from the conversation twice. Listen carefully. We are going to join the conversation now.
Hello, Jimmy. Do you want to come on the school trip to the carnival on Friday?
Yes, miss. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay then, Jimmy. I need to ask you some questions as we need to fill in the registration form.
Okay, miss. I already have my permission slip from my parents.
Good. First of all, what's your surname, Jimmy?
It's Williams.
And your address, Jimmy?
22 Nightingale Road.
Sorry, Jimmy, 22?
Nightingale Road, Nightingale. It's in a town called Gateshead.
Great. And how do you get to and from school each day? Have you got a bicycle?
Yes, but I get the school bus to school.
Right, Jimmy. We have nearly finished. Just a few more questions. Who's your form tutor?
Mrs. Sally Gregson. I'm in year 7.
So that's 7SG. And how are you going to pay for the trip? Have you got the money with you?
I have a cheque. Is that okay, miss?
Yes, that's fine, Jimmy. Thank you. Will either of your parents be joining us on the trip? We need more adults to help us with supervision.
Well, my mum and dad are both at work. But if you would like, my sister said she could come.
How old is your sister?
She's 19.
Good. We need people aged 18 and over. How can I contact her to arrange the details? Shall I call her at home?
No. She's at work. You could call her mobile phone, though.
Could you give me her number?
Yes. It's 077-8923-7643.
077-8923-7643. Right. And does she have her own transport?
Yes, she has a car.
When did she pass her driving test? Do you know, Jimmy?
2 years ago, when she was 17.
Thanks, Jimmy. You can get back to class now. We've finished.
Okay, miss. Bye.
You will now hear the extract again.
Hello, Jimmy. Do you want to come on the school trip to the carnival on Friday?
Yes, miss. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay then, Jimmy. I need to ask you some questions as we need to fill in the registration form.
Okay, miss. I already have my permission slip from my parents.
Good. First of all, what's your surname, Jimmy?
It's Williams.
And your address, Jimmy?
22 Nightingale Road.
Sorry, Jimmy, 22?
Nightingale Road, Nightingale. It's in a town called Gateshead.
Great. And how do you get to and from school each day? Have you got a bicycle?
Yes,
but I'd get the school bus to school.
Right, Jimmy. We have nearly finished. Just a few more questions. Who's your form tutor?
Mrs. Sally Gregson. I'm in year 7.
So that's 7SG. And how are you going to pay for the trip? Have you got the money with you?
I have a cheque. Is that okay, miss?
Yes, that's fine, Jimmy. Thank you. Will either of your parents be joining us on the trip? We need more adults to help us with supervision.
Well, my mum and dad are both at work. But if you would like, my sister said she could come.
How old is your sister?
She's 19.
Good. We need people aged 18 and over. How can I contact her to arrange the details? Shall I call her at home?
No. She's at work. You could call her mobile phone, though.
Could you give me her number?
Yes. It's 077-8923-7643.
077-8923-7643. Right. And does she have her own transport?
Yes, she has a car.
When did she pass her driving test? Do you know, Jimmy?
2 years ago, when she was 17.
Thanks, Jimmy. You can get back to class now. We've finished.
Okay, miss. Bye.
That is the end of Activity 1. Now go to Activity 2. Activity 2. The day after the carnival. The day after the carnival, Jimmy calls his friend Susie to tell her about the carnival. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions below. For questions 1 to 10, you need first to complete the table, putting a cross in the correct boxes, and then circle the correct answer or write a short answer to the questions in each space. You will hear the conversation twice. Listen carefully. We are going to join the conversation now.
Hello, the Henderson household.
Hi. Is Susie there, please?
Yes, I'll just get her. Susie, telephone.
Hello?
Hi, Susie. It's Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy. How was the carnival?
Oh, it was great. I saw lots of animals. I saw a lion and an elephant.
Wow, I'd love to see a lion. What did your sister Claire see?
She also saw a lion, and then she saw a tiger and a bear.
I didn't know that the carnival had animals.
Yes, they are from the local zoo. The zoo had a tent full of animals to show children how beautiful the animals that are in danger are.
That's a really good idea. I would have loved to have gone to the carnival.
They are staying an extra day because it was so popular. So we could go tomorrow if you would like to.
Yeah, we could go with my parents.
That would be nice. What time shall I come over to your house?
Around 10:30, so we get there early to see everything. We could even have lunch there.
Yes, there's a food tent with lots of different burger and hot dog stands and sweet stalls.
I love candy floss. I know that all the sugar in it is very bad for your teeth, but I always have it at carnivals.
I don't like candy floss. I prefer hot dogs with lots of tomato sauce on them.
Okay, I'll have candy floss and you can have a hot dog. Do they have clowns there too?
Yes, we saw a really funny clown called Jumbo. He also did tricks.
Great! What time does the carnival close?
I think it closes at 8:30. 7:45. The zoo closes at 8:30.
How much does it cost, Jimmy?
It's £5 for adults and half that price for children.
Thanks, Jimmy. See you tomorrow.
You will now hear the extract again.
Hello, the Henderson household.
Hi. Is Susie there, please?
Yes, I'll just get her. Susie, telephone.
Hello?
Hi, Susie. It's Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy. How was the carnival?
Oh, it was great. I saw lots of animals. I saw a lion and an elephant.
Wow, I'd love to see a lion. What did your sister Claire see?
She also saw a lion, and then she saw a tiger and a bear.
I didn't know that the carnival had animals.
Yes, they are from the local zoo. The zoo had a tent full of animals to show children how beautiful the animals that are in danger are.
That's a really good idea. I would have loved to have gone to the carnival.
They are staying an extra day because it was so popular. So we could go tomorrow if you would like to.
Yeah, we could go with my parents.
That would be nice. What time shall I come over to your house?
Around 10:30, so we get there early to see everything. We could even have lunch there.
Yes, there's a food tent with lots of different burger and hot dog stands and sweet stalls.
I love candy floss. I know that all the sugar in it is very bad for your teeth, but I always have it at carnivals.
I don't like candy floss. I prefer hot dogs with lots of tomato sauce on them.
Okay, I'll have candy floss and you can have a hot dog. Do they have clowns there too?
Yes, we saw a really funny clown called Jumbo. He also did tricks.
Great! What time does the carnival close?
I think it closes at 8:30. 7:45. The zoo closes at 8:30.
How much does it cost, Jimmy?
It's £5 for adults and half that price for children.
Thanks, Jimmy. See you tomorrow.
That is the end of Activity 2.